Today is Monday, December 16th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I hope this works. I kind of started it really quickly, and like, I don't know, my computer was having issues yesterday, so we'll see how this goes. And I still have my jacket on, and my headphones are rubbing up against my jacket, and it's making a noise. Anyway, hi, everyone. It's Monday. Oh, my goodness. So I was talking a lot about giving gifts last week, and I just wanted to give everyone an update on that whole situation. So I had a haircut, my special haircut in St. Louis on Saturday. So we went to St. Louis. Mark went with me. We actually went Friday, and we drove only 3 hours, I think, 3.5 hours. We went to a place called Rolla, Missouri, and just because there are hotels there. And it was really funny because I'm normally a hotel snob, and I pick, I'll pick anything less than a Holiday Inn, but normally I want to go one step above a Holiday Inn, like a Marriott or a Sheraton or something like that. But usually that's it. And Mark's always like, oh my gosh, we're just staying, it's not like we're spending a lot of time in the hotel. Why are you, spending so much money? So we were driving along and I was trying to pick the hotel, and I just went on my hotels.com app because that's what I generally use. And I found a good deal for a Super 8, and it had a free breakfast. But I mean, when you get to the level of Super 8 and you have a free breakfast, it's going to be some stale leftover cereal and, some yogurt, Go-Gurt sticks or something, but anyway, it had free breakfast and it was a fairly cheap price. And I was like, well, I'll do this. And, he'll be more agreeable to what I'm doing. And so I did that. And then he asked me, oh, what hotel did you book? And I said, oh, it's a Super 8. And he was like, a Super 8? Oh, my gosh, that's, And he was like complaining about, not complaining, but like, why did you pick that? You never do anything less than a Holiday Inn and all that kind of stuff. I was like, well, I was trying to, normally you make fun of me for picking such hoity-toity hotels. So I was trying to go less than that. Anyway, so that was funny. And when we had the breakfast, they had like everything on the breakfast, quote, air quotes, buffet, other than the waffles. Because I don't know how many of you have been to these hotels that have these free breakfasts. They always tend to have one of those waffle irons, and they have a dispenser that has the waffle mix in it. And so they have little cups, and you pour the waffle mix in there, and then you pour it in the waffle iron. It has a timer on it. It's like 3 minutes. And then you have a perfectly crispy waffle. I don't love waffles, but when I go to one of those free breakfast situations, I always get a waffle because that's the freshest thing there. Even if they have eggs and bacon and stuff like that, they're like in crock pots or like weird. It's like they've brought crock pots from home. I mean, seriously, it's weird. But they just had like a pot with some boiled eggs in it. they had gravy, but literally, so for biscuits and gravy, but it was literally in a crock pot. I mean, not like a commercial grade crock pot, but literally like someone had made the gravy at home and brought it up with them. and then they had, the boiled eggs were cold. It's like they had refrigerated them. And the biscuits they had for the biscuits and gravy were also like rock hard and stone cold. And I guess they had either gotten them out of the freezer or they had gotten them out of the refrigerator. Anyway, it wasn't a good experience. But I got my haircut, and then we went shopping, and I actually got all of the small children. We went to there was a toy store in the outlet mall that we went to. And I was able to get toys for all of the small children. So now I still have a lot of presents to figure out, but I've got the small children dealt with. So, for the older, the teenagers, I can probably do gift cards And then for, you know, for my brother and his wife and my nephews, my older nephews who are in their 20s and my nephew's wife. And then, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do for them. I may just do gift cards for them as well. But it's so busy because I was just, you know, it's like today I got home and I needed to record right away. I still have to edit Survivors Ready from yesterday. And then we didn't get a chance to do our restaurant of the week over the weekend. So we need to do that tonight, but we also need to do our grocery shopping tonight. And we also need to, it's really weird. I'm smelling like burning. I need to check something. I'll be back. I'm going to pause the recording. All right, that's going to sound kind of weird. But anyway, there was something burning. And Mark made toast and he burnt the toast. I thought the house was burning down. I mean, it was such a strong smell. Anyway, so my edit's going to sound a little weird, but sorry about that. So anyway, it's just so busy. We need to do a restaurant. We've got to do our grocery shopping. I need to get presents for my parents because I told them, let's do dinner Friday night or Saturday night and go ahead and exchange presents before we go, you know, to my brother's house so that we don't have to travel with presents, open them at my brother's house 5 hours away, and then put them in the car and bring them back up here. And so yeah, there's that to do. And I have a bunch of work that I need to, I mean, I really honestly need to do some work as well tonight. There's so much to do. It's so busy. And on top of all of that, I don't know what we're doing for Christmas because my family has not decided when our actual like Christmas dinner is going to be. And it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. When we have it at my brother's house, there is no plan, and there's no like turkey and ham and nice stuffing and like Christmas dinner. It's like, find out, you know, pull together whatever we can have and eat together. I mean, 1 year we had deer steak and gravy instead of having the normal Christmas. I hate it. I absolutely hate it, but I want to see my family and I don't want them to think that I don't love them. But also, and I said this on Survivors Ready as well, but also Mark, you know, likes to get together with his friends, the Filipino community here, and they have their thing Christmas Eve at like 10 p.m. because they do 10 p.m. and then they'll open gifts at midnight or something. And so they always hang out until 1 or 2 in the morning. And if we drive down to South Arkansas, he'll miss his thing unless we go the next morning. But there's no plan. My mom wants to do it in the morning, but then my nieces or my nephew and his wife, they want to do it in the afternoon or even early evening on Christmas. My brother's not planning anything. So it's just, ugh, it is a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. And I don't know what we're going to do. We still have to talk about it. We have to figure it out tonight. But at least I've got all the kids' presents done. At least that's done. And we decided I was going to bake cookies for all of the friends. And so we've got to do that on all day Saturday. So it's so busy. Anyway, I wanted to talk about one more thing, but I don't know if I have time. So last night after we recorded Survivors Ready, Faye Driver is always talking about how responsible. Well, Faye Driver is very responsible with money. And he's always, you know, giving me little tips and stuff. And he was giving me some tips last night about some financial stuff. And I felt like he wasn't doing this, but I felt a little bit, not offended, but like I was being schooled. And so I wanted to prove that I really am doing well with my finances because I'm really proud of where I'm at right now. Because for those of you who followed me for a long time, when I lived in Dallas, my finances were horrible and I had, you know, all this debt and everything. And so I listed like all of my, I didn't go into detail about what my salary is, but I listed all the bonuses I get, the savings I've got, the stock options that I get from my company. And it felt like I was bragging, but I didn't realize it until after I had spouted it all out. And then we had gotten off the phone And I felt so bad because I don't want to brag. I'm just proud that I've been responsible and gotten myself to where I'm at, you know? Anyway, I'll talk more about that on tomorrow's episode. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call me 479-921-SHIT. I don't remember what it is. I'm going to run out of music and I don't have it in front of me. Ah. This is a nightmare. I'm out of music. All right, guys, you can call me at... I have such a horrible memory, and I'm not going to go back in and edit more music in because, I mean, screw that. But you can actually call 479-221-9393. I don't know why I can't remember that. Again, it's 479-221-9393. You can also find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.